They are busy fighting. You know, I have to pay the bond. The bond, the interest rate went up. You must work. No, I don't want to work. My father, mother never taught me to work. No, you have got to. I don't want to hear nothing. She was a homely girl. Suddenly she's now reception or in a shop or whatever it may be. And from there, suddenly, now she wants her own car. When she's working, it's my money. That's my money. Yeah, I contributed, but my car. Now when you get an extra car, you need extra tires. You need license, the fines. Who drove the car? You drove it. I didn't drive it. You got a fine. All starts piling up. All the cliffs now start piling up. And then Allah forbid, because he got involved with haram interest, then he call, gets a call, the manager wants to see you. Because in sorry, company's retrenching. It's a good word they use. Meaning you are going to get fired, you won't have a job next month. Get moving. Ask those people who are retrenched, how they feel. And how they cry when they come home, how do I tell my wife I've lost my job? It's like you've lost your authority. I will not be able now to provide for you. I will not be able to put anything on the table. I won't be able to take you for holidays. I won't be able to buy things for the kids. I am now going to be like a beggar. I need a job. Ask them. Then you think how much we squander, how much we waste. And how insensitive we are and how hard our hearts have become. We just make shukr unto Allah Ta'ala. And thereafter now, it's rolling still. Musibat in Allah's adab is still rolling. Can't afford it, then they get a call from the bank manager, we would like to see you. And he knows already before. Just that call, it's another ages 10 years. Sorry, you know, I know you well. I know, alhamdulillah, friends, they were involved with the banks. The one friend, and Allah make his maghfirat, as you say, it was the First National Bank in Lens. That manager, when he used to walk in there, he leaves his office. Hello, good morning, Mr. I'm just taking any surname. Varacha. Good morning, Mr. Vara. He screams out my name, past every teller, every customer's ears. Everyone stops, the whole bank. Bank is a hell of a place. It's a serious place. They count a lot of money there. You can't just go and do what you want to. Even you sit, you must be careful. Even you stay in how you stay in. It's a rich environment. How are you, Mr. Varacha? Come, you're my friend. He pats me on my back. Come into the office. The whole bank stops. Ish, Mr. Varacha, when you walk even out of there, you're floating, you're not walking. I'm the guy around town. And he went into an overdraft. I don't know what was it, Javar's name. He gave me the name also. You see, years. Then things went down. Things went down. And the overdraft is getting bigger. Now when he goes in the bank, he's no more, hey, Mr. Varacha. Mr. Varacha has to go to his office. The teller's manager wanted to see you. Mr. Varacha, I'm very sorry, man. I know things are difficult, but I'm under a lot of pressure from headquarters. You know, they're calling back their loan now. You know what does it mean? You are bankrupt. You're taking everything away. I hope you're listening attentively. MashaAllah, you people are uttering very hard. Alhamdulillah. I'm teaching of life. Kitabs you can do, MashaAllah. Other people will also teach you. I'm not saying no. But this type of thing where you get it so clear, you will get it elsewhere. But now we take out 45 minutes a day for you to understand what you're doing with your ilm in your life. And I'll tell you, shaitan will come only one time. Just get one loan. But the musibah that comes from this, especially haram banking. I'm sorry, we want, by next month you have to pay. Otherwise, you have to be nice about it. The nice way is, nice words are what? One is retrenchment. Another one is headquarters is calling. The third one, we'll have to hand it over to our lawyers. It goes now home, it was first goodbye with the job. He's saying now goodbye to the house. Now we are going to start renting. We are going to have to pay rent. It's not a place you can say it's my house. You can't paint that place without the land owner, without his permission. You can't put in an extra room even if you want. You have to beg every time. If you want to move, the neighbors are noisy. Where do you start off? It's not just a matter you move out. How far are the kids going to be from the school and the madrasa, etc.? How will those neighbors be? You don't, your hands are tied all the time. It's just like that you are. May Allah save us and may Allah Ta'ala make it that we appreciate what Allah Ta'ala has granted to us. Coming back, so he lost everything. Mr. Varacha lost everything. I remember once I was walking somewhere in Lens and he stopped the car, he was passing by. Very good, some of his family children also became Hafiz or Quran or whatever. Mufti Sahab, you won't believe it, man. You see this file, I'm coming from the pen. First it was, hey, Mr. So-and-so, Mr. Buzzard or Wizard or Lizard, whatever the bank manager's name was. You know, he was a... You won't believe me. I had to sell a block of flats of mine. They offering me peanuts. Because obviously he thought now, he was a big businessman, his estate, this block of flats, I can get 5 million rand for this property. Because he owes a lot of money, he's got to now wrap up everything and pay. They offered me 1.8 million rand. And he's swearing Allah Pak. I say, yo, the ears are also paining when you think. Not so bad swear words, but not nice words. No one wants to listen to words like that or even repeat it. 1.8, this thing is worth 5 million. This is what they do now. They strangle you. When you're down, they kick you. I'm thinking, cha-cha, who told you, first of all, to go by the shoe, to stand next to them, that we have to get a kick today? Who told you to go in that road? May Allah save us. Allah Pak grant us hidayat in nek tawfiq. So, Azir Rahmatullah says, there should be a continuous process of disaffection. This is the objective. Every day must think, what is now in my heart? What is my condition? What is my love for wealth? What is my love for name? What is my love for fame? How readily can I accept a mistake? If a child tells me, you did wrong, will I get angry? Or will I say, Jazakallah, you brought it to my notice? It is not that no worldly item is possessed or saved. This is no kamal. There is no great achievement in that. As he is explaining now. You see, it's not kamal, no perfection. You know what? I don't have anything worldly. I want to stay in a shack. Or I want to, what you can call, have no furniture in my home. That's no kamal. That's no kamal. The kamal is that he has these items. He has these things. But that they have no place in his heart. This is the meaning of Zuhd, the real or original sunnah. This is the original sunnah of Zuhd. That you have the things, but your heart is not in there. You can't deprive your wife from furniture and sofa and luxuries. She's a curtains. She wants things. Fine. Alhamdulillah, why not? Did our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not give Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala and also leeway in as far as purchasing whatever she required? Our Buzuk people were very, very pious. Yet at the same time, they were fantastic people. Yet at the same time, they were very great Zahideen. So kind was Hakim Akhtar, Damat Barak, rahmatullahi alayhi, with his wife, that if she asked, like after Maghrib, she was, you know, sometimes now in Pakistan, those days now, we need a different type of a cold ring. Can't even remember the name. Thumbs up, I don't know what was it. She used to say, I feel like drinking one bottle of thumbs up. He wouldn't even send his worker to go and buy it. He'd take his walking stick, he'd go to the cafe, he buy two, not even one. And he come, he said, yeah, you are my sweetheart, here's your thumbs up. Thumbs up. See, alhamdulillah, what good character to the wife. MashaAllah. Don't expect your wife to walk the road that you are. Her taqwa is different. Your taqwa is different. Her ilm is different. Our ilm is different. If she's on a different level, make shukr. She's not involved in open guna. So whatever Hazrat Rahmatullah said, the real zuhd, the sunnah zuhd, is that we have things by us. We have the best home. MashaAllah. Best garden, alhamdulillah. Even if you don't like it, but you have it for your wife, nothing wrong. Alhamdulillah, you're making khidmat. You trying to keep her happy. I don't say so. But I speak here, I'm answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm speaking why many of you are now coming close to the age of marriage now. And what happens if you don't hear these things, you're going to get heavily confused. You're going to get mightily misled by shaitan. And ultimately you can cause a lot of damage. I'm seeing what we heard from our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. That you must keep your wife so happy in her house that she must never ever regret, why did I get married to you? In that four walls, wherever she is, give her everything of the best. If she wants it, you give it. You can afford it. Alhamdulillah, not a problem. I'll buy it for you. You must be comfortable. Where do they go? Can they go loafing all around town? Can they go and sit in a zoo lake? They can't go and sit by the zoo lake. But Parda, I'm speaking about now, sincere people who understand what deen is, they will want to sit in a garden. Make the garden your zoo lake. Subhanallah. No problem. In the kitchen, buy them the latest, whatever, to make their work easy. Allah shukr. That's not dunya. Give them that space, that freedom to be themselves. It is not that no worldly error, then as he carries on, we have thus two conditions. One is tariku dunya, and the other is matruku dunya. The one is tarik. Tarka yatruku tarkan fawa tarikun. One who leaves the dunya. He don't have any possessions. He don't save up anything. He don't want anything by him. He leaves the dunya. And the other one is matruku dunya. Matruku dunya means that a person who has nothing. A person, the one is you don't take anything, and the one is you don't have anything. Is it easy to understand? Someone gives you a brand new set of clothing. You don't take it. But it is possible for you to take it. The other one is no one offers you a set of brand new clothing. Right. Well, let's see what he says. Aitarikud dunya. A person whose heart has distanced itself from items that are labeled as worldly, but which in actual fact are not worldly. A tariq, he is the one who leaves it. His heart leaves it. Let's use it this year. His heart leaves it. He's got it by him. He can afford it. He buys it. But his heart is tariq. It is the one doing the action. I've left it. It's not in my heart. Right. A matruku dunya, a person who has nothing. When he does not possess anything, then from what does he distance himself from? He doesn't have anything. He can't say, I left the dunya. But it's like a blind person. He say, no, I make parda. You say, but you're blind. What is the command? Ne? A person who's poor, very poor, he say, no, I left the dunya. You say, but you don't have anything. How are you leaving the dunya? He has nothing to distance himself from. A tarikud dunya, on the other hand, has easy access to material items, but he attaches no value to these in his heart. The normal means that exists to attain an item he utilizes, because the order is to utilize these means, but his gaze and his heartfelt faith and confidence are on Allah Ta'ala, and this is the sunnah method. I think very valuable words, very valuable understanding. I think this is better than gold. If people want to understand deen, you know, I've got this here, I want more. You know what, I can't afford, but the main thing, it mustn't be in my heart. Buy it, never mind. If it is affordable, I can, alhamdulillah, Allah shukr, buy it. And don't look upon anyone that has it. Maybe that person is a tariq dunya. Let me conclude with this kissa and then we'll carry on tomorrow. There was a person who was living in a small village by the shore. And in that village, there was a very big buzuk. So this person, simple fisherman, the buzuk also used to get some fish from him. One day, the fisherman told the buzuk, I'm going on journey to a far off place. Muzug was very excited. Oh, you're going there. You know what? My sheikh is there, man. My sheikh is there. Please, you must give me my salams. He was overjoyed. You're going there. I'm connected to that place. When you love someone, you love everything that's connected to them. It's part of true muhabbat. So, and this buzruk was of such a caliber, he would get fish, he cut the fish, he only keep the head for himself. Balance of the fish, he give it away. Sadaqah. And he only keep the head of the fish for himself. At night, he keep holy rosa, he only eat the head of the fish. And he had an excellent reputation, very pious person. Fisherman said, fine, jazakallah, he went. And along the way, he's just thinking, if my sheikh was like this here, this buzruk here, if he is in my town like this here, then how must that sheikh be of his? Now I'm going to take bait to that sheikh. No ways, I'm going to leave that man alone. Comes to eventually to the town, inquires where is his place, people indicate. When he goes there, big gates, huge wall, gains admission. Where's the Hazrat? They say the Hazrat is gone out somewhere. But there's his place. Yeah, orchards, fruit, flowers, trees, fountains. And he's just thinking, what am I seeing here now? Maybe there's a shack there at the back somewhere. He inquires, where's the Hazrat's house from the workers? He said, but that's like a palace, splendorous. And he can't understand. And he tells him, no, it's going to a big Hazrat. He said, yeah, Bari Hazrat. He's going out somewhere. How can this be the Bari Hazrat? So he decides, he says, wait. Servants come, serving. What is this here now? He's confused and half angry, half upset, half worried. Is he in the right place? And the next thing, the gates open, and a horse cart come in, and there are people to the left, right, and behind, and they're walking, and the cart passes him, and he sees an old man reclining on a pillow, it's like a mattress, and people are pressing his legs. Going to the palace, and he stands up, he walks behind them now, and when he comes there, the sheikh is on a couch, someone is malishing his head, drinks are brought, mashallah wa ta'ala, hey, he's now even more confused. He's whispering, this is a Hazrat, this, yeah, very big busruk, very big busruk. Ula ula, he's thinking, ula ula, and he can't be men. He said, all right, can I meet him? He said, yeah. In the meantime, fruit is sliced, watermelon, and mangoes, and they bring him, Hazrat, ye mulaqat karna cha rahe, muzuk smell acha, assalamu alaikum. And they're oiling him, servicing him, you can call, just gives his hand, he makes salam. Now he's not even so happy about this whole this thing. He says, no man, hey. All thoughts of bait even ran away. He's thinking, forget bait, this, how can this be a buzu? So he went to the masjid and he lay down there, he's worried, he fell asleep. In a dream he sees Qiyamah's day. And that buzruk is same, he's going, he's in a great state of comfort. A lot of people with him. And the next thing, he's trying to come into the crowd to say, and the malaika says, no, you're not of his crowd, you're not of his circle. We're sorry. And he's screaming, but I want to, no. Like all are happy, this group is not going to be any big problems for them. And on this, his eyes open up. Yeah. He gets a shock. He runs now. Please, there's Hazrat, he must make me now bait. Hazrat, he's going to surround him. The buzuk just smiled. He said, bye. You worry about you. When you go back, you must give that Hazrat day salam. Yeah? And you must tell him that he must distance his heart from the dunya. You must distance his heart from the dunya. I missed out. The first time he made salam, this is the time he gave him that message. You know when he said the first time he came, assalamu alaikum, he made salam before he went to the masjid. He made salam, oh, from where you did place? Oh, you must tell a fellow of mine, you must give up the dunya. So that confused him more, and he wanted to cry. My, that Hazara day, he only eat fish head. Or everything, if Sarkar, you sitting with like a king here. And then he saw the dream, so he came back. When he came back, he made salam, the Buzurg smiled. He said, bye. Oh, you see dreams, now you come running. Come, I tell you something. There's not a second of my life, of my breathing, except that I make shukran to Allah for His love that He has given me. And I make shukran to Allah that Allah, these things are not in my heart. You bear witness. Let Him make the khidmat. Let Him malish me. Let Him bring the food. My heart is with you. So, then this fellow eventually, he told him this here. The person went back. Now, the second part is a big secret now. He came there to the village. He met his that buzruk there. How's my sheikh? He said, he's all right, alhamdulillah, very pious. Now he's... Did he say anything? He said, yeah, he said one thing. What did he say? He said, no, I can't repeat it, man. He said, no, say. He said, he just said, I must tell you that you must give up the dunya. Allahu Akbar. He fell unconscious. After he revived, what is the problem? He said, no, my sheikh got fish. You see that piece of head, every night when I eat it, I regret. I think I wish I had kept some of the fish. I could have enjoyed my meal a bit more. This is what he meant. Why you only eating the head, but your heart is eating the whole fish. You are busy actually eating the whole fish. You have regrets of why you have given away whatever you gave. You may think it's for the pleasure of Allah, but there's something else. Maybe shaitan could be there, that you are doing it for the name that you've got, that you have nothing to do with the dunya.